Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode Wine Me, Dine Me, 69 Me.
Ew, gross.
I know. It's all I can think of when I see or hear the number 69.
I know. It's that special episode, folks. We never thought we'd make it this far.
We never thought we'd have to do an inappropriate joke.
I know.
But anyway, I'm Kate, the perv.
And I'm Liz, the other perv.
Oh, no. So if you don't like pervs, just, you know, listen to something else.
Yeah, something. Not for you. This is two pervs that like to talk about weird news, so.
Die. I'm gonna die. Yeah, so buckle up, folks, because you're in for a ride.
That is right. Uh-oh. What are you drinking on this special, glorious evening?
Special occasion of our 69th episode.
I am like, and my face is like a beet red, if anyone could see me right now. I am like so embarrassed.
And I love that so much. I am drinking a boxed wine, because that's my new thing, yes. Apparently. And it's just a Cabernet Sauvignon. I think it might be Bota Box, but I'm not even positive. It's whatever was on sale, okay?
Nice.
Don't judge. What are you drinking?
Well, I am drinking coffee this week, which I know you had last week. And there's no liquor in my coffee, although I do wish I had, like, some Baileys or something now that I'm drinking it. But I'm still doing the semi-dry January, so that, like, this is the last weekend for that. So next weekend I'll be drinking again. It's been fine, so I figured I could just, like, do it one more weekend. So
it's been fine. Glowing review.
Yeah. I feel like I definitely can think clearer when I drink less alcohol, so that's good. And I feel less bloated, so yay.
Good.
But I could also really use a drink these days too, so
it'll be good in February. Like the first drink you have, you're gonna be like wasted.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. Well, I mean, I've drank a little bit, you know, throughout the month. There was like 3 or 4 occasions that I said, and like even then I didn't go like super crazy. So,
yeah,
except for that one night where I was hungover. There was like one time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, if you guys want to drink along with us, we have a drinking game. Take a sip anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we have a story about misogyny. Anytime we say the words literally, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, anytime we get the Nick Cage rage, and anytime there's an interruption or a distraction because we record at home, so that could be like pets or kids or husbands or anything.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
Wait, so are we like adding Jake Gyllenhaal to this list?
No.
I feel like we have to.
No. I mean, he's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong to deserve it.
All right, yeah. Let us know. Should Jake Gyllenhaal
be added? Yeah, let us know, guys. Should we add him to the drinking list? I mean, I was confused last week if you're just joining us, and I thought maybe he was on our list of people that we take a hate drink to.
Out of nowhere. Like, I don't think we've talked about him once. No.
I don't know why. I just, like, he flashed in my mind, and I was like, and Jake Gyllenhaal? I don't know. Like, I don't know what, like, where that came from.
A sign from God. It's a sign from God that Jake Gyllenhaal needs to be on it. So you let us know.
I mean, maybe he's about to do something really crazy and weird. Something. Maybe I got, like, a premonition.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
We need to keep eyes on Jake Gyllenhaal, people.
At all times. Yes. At all times.
Yes. Well, do you have any shout outs or should we get straight into headlines?
I mean, I think we can get straight into headlines.
Okay. Yeah. I saw you have like a good amount of headlines, which I'm glad because I am slacking on my part this week. So the meat of the episode is headlines.
All good. I mean, it's like such slim pickings too between like, do I want to pick something wicked, dark, and like horrible that's happening? Or something like completely ridiculous that doesn't even make sense. I don't know, whatever. So it's hard to come by these gems.
It is. You know, I know. And some are just so like over the top too. We like, again, you can always send in your local weird news stories to us, eveningboozehour@gmail.com. On Instagram at Evening Booze Hour and on Twitter at Evening Booze. Help us find the good, weird shit out there.
Yes, please. We love it. I'm covering the East Coast. I got the East Coast. You let me know.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm on the West Coast. Liz is
West Coast
expert. West Coast correspondent.
That's right. Okay. So this headline brings us back to, if you'll remember, around Thanksgiving time, good old KFC,
yes,
selling logs, fire logs that smelled of their fried chicken.
And that's right, their aroma.
Yes, and they sold out like within seconds. It was insane. So now the fast food chain is selling gravy scented candles.
Oh my God. Because that's kind of genius.
I honestly don't hate it.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a gravy scented candle.
I really wouldn't. I mean, compared to some of these other candles out there these days, oh my God. Ugh, but there are only 230 of these candles, so they're, like, super limited edition.
So rare, like, KFC. Like, what is up? Like, they're making, like, these collectibles?
Yeah, I think so. It's starting to become, like, a thing, like a cultural phenomenon.
It's crazy.
And, like, you have to get the newest KFC thing. Like, how crazy is it that we're living in a time that KFC is releasing limited edition merchandise? This is the time live, people.
Yep. I know. And people are buying it. Like, those logs were going for, like, hundreds of dollars, like, being resold for that much.
I know. And get this, in 2017, KFC released a chicken-scented spices bath bomb.
Ooh, I don't know. Mixing water in it in the equation makes it weird for me.
You know what it reminds me of on Seinfeld when Kramer,
yes,
on the turkey, his head is like on the turkey.
Yeah, he's in the hot tub just roasting. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, just, you know, roasting with some spices.
Yeah, like super chill and casual. Oh, and if you're sick of listening to us, there's another podcast that you can listen to. And it is, okay, it's a KFC podcast.
Okay.
And you have the immense audio pleasure of listening to the sounds of their KFC gravy mega box. And you get to choose between the sounds of falling fries, which I don't know what that sounds like.
Like, these are like background noises, like white noise kind of stuff.
So, frying chicken or simmering gravy. And it's called the KF Chill Experience. And I might,
I mean,
have to,
I guess,
to the sound KFC.
Like, I get it. Maybe they're trying to target all the senses, you know, like with the candles and stuff for smell, and then your ears, and then they'll put something over your eyes, probably. And then,
right, it's
it.
All about the, what's it called? God damn it, I can't think of the word. You know, subliminal messaging.
Yes, yes.
Right? Like, it's mm-hmm. all about subliminal messaging. So it's like not straight out, you know, advertising, but dude, if you walk into somebody's house and it smells like KFC gravy, you're going to be like, I think we should go get some KFC right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I know what I'm like, having for dinner.
If you bathed in a spice bomb, bath bomb, you're walking around the streets, you're like free freaking advertisement for KFC.
Oh, God.
Because everybody you walk by is going to be like, oh, my God, I need to eat KFC right now.
Ew, I can just like imagine like in cartoons the little like aroma smells, and that's like you walking down the street after one of those bath bombs.
Exactly. So we're gonna keep you up to date on the newest limited edition KFC things.
Go get your candle if you can. Okay, it's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be huge. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. Here's a PSA for you.
Okay.
Now, don't forget that America's favorite Valentine's candy is not available this year. Okay, people?
Oh my God. What is
You're not the Sweethearts, the conversation candy.
What? Why not? I didn't know about this.
You are outraged.
Like, that's un-American.
Yeah, because the Sweethearts were owned by Necco.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Necco Wafers.
Yeah.
So that's the brand. But they went out of business last year.
Oh.
And it's like, maybe you went out of business because your candies taste like chalk.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But I like the Sweethearts.
Yeah, the Sweethearts are better than Necco Wafers.
They're classic, too, because it's got the little message.
Yeah, but now it's like everybody rips that off, you know?
I know.
Does that now.
So. Now it's like retro, almost, I feel like, to have Sweethearts.
Yeah, but the there's a new owner of Sweethearts, the Spangler Candy Company, like, bought out Necco or whatever, so... Next year, there will be Sweethearts back on the shelves.
Oh, okay, so it's just temporary. 1 year.
Yes. So we can just all skip Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm planning on it.
Dumb holiday anyway.
I mean, I'll probably do something, but.
My deep-seated hatred towards anything romantic.
Yeah.
Just the thought of Valentine's Day. Ugh.
So disgusting. Oh my God.
Okay. Moving on. All right. So this next story has to do with the biggest fucking eavesdropper ever.
Ooh.
That bitch, Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Alexa. How many stories do we have about Alexa these days?
Love her. We hate her. But... I don't know. I'm anti-Alexa. Do you have an Alexa?
No, no. I'm,
you have a Siri.
I mean, well, my phone does, but Siri doesn't know shit, so I don't really use him. He's a him on my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm, like, super anti, but...
No, I just Google everything myself. Yeah, I don't have any of that. It's whatever.
Yeah, I'm... Not as I'm not advanced enough to deal with all that.
Me either.
Mm-mm. Okay, so there is this little boy who's honestly my hero, and this can't be the first kid who did this. So this kid was basically caught. He's 6 years old. He's caught by his mother asking Alexa. Alexa, what's 5 minus 3?
Oh, smarty pants. That's a very smart kid.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, we shouldn't be like scolding this child.
No.
Right? And she has it on video. Like she posted it or whatever, and it's been viewed like 10 million times already, which I'm like, God. Okay.
Wow. Whatever.
But I'm like, how is this any different than, like, using a calculator when we were younger? You know how people be like, oh, you're using a calculator, you're cheating, whatever.
That's a good point. But, like how is it any different? Like, now something like that serves all those functions. It's all in one device.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, pre-calculator people were like, oh my God, calculators are the end of math. Like, nobody's going to know how to do math anymore. But, like, we can do basic math, right?
Speak for yourself.
basic. I'm saying we can do basic math. I don't know. I like.
That's a really good point. That's like what we use nowadays.
Like, yeah. And like kids are just like literally being born with their first word as Alexa.
I mean, they know how to do everything on phones anyways. So like they would find out. Like it's incredible. Like freaking this kid's 6 year old, six, 3 year olds, 2 year olds. They know how to navigate around a phone.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They're just born with it now.
Yeah. They were like calling you your Uber. I mean, it's crazy.
Yes. So, I mean, not only is it the end of society as we know it, but no, I'm just kidding. This should be like, duh, this can't be the first kid who's done this, right?
I feel like, I mean, this is just the first kid who got caught, right?
Yeah. And like made fun of by millions of people. And the mom was like, he's actually really good at math. Like, I'm surprised he even asked about a math question. She's like, he was just being lazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's like, whatever.
You're I mean, the kid was smart enough to figure out how to get the answer, you know?
Right? He's resourceful.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Exactly. We shouldn't punish him for that. I mean...
I know. So this one, I have mixed feelings about. There was also another article floating around about Alexa, like, correcting some, I don't know, computer software thing or whatever, like, convention.
Uh-huh.
And the presenter was, like, speaking, and Alexa was like, no, that's not true.
Oh.
And oh, like she interrupted him.
He was trying to mansplain Alexa.
And she was like, not having that shit. Mm-mm. Not having Mm-mm. that shit. But man, Alexa, got a lot of mixed feelings there with you, baby girl.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened with you and your Alexa? Let us know. Has anything weird happened? Like, yeah, I want to know your personal stories. Tell me the weirdest thing.
Yeah, we don't know. We aren't, like, technologically savvy, clearly. So,
yeah.
We don't have any of that talky stuff here. It's my
talkies.
The talky things, you know. Okay. And so I had to save this story for last because one of my favorite recent stories we did cover.
Yes.
The bride. Remember that bride who read the text of her cheating groom out loud on the altar during the wedding?
Yeah. And she found out the night before that he was cheating. Like the mistress called her or something like that. And yeah.
Yes.
That was so good.
So good. So just when you thought it couldn't get more savage, there's a woman who completely one-upped and stole some serious thunder on this, what I'm calling the hottest trend. Okay?
Yeah, seriously.
So let's travel one of my top five bucket list destinations, South Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tried to do a South African accent. Didn't work. Okay. So imagine being at the altar, right? Mid-ceremony. And some other bitch waltzes down the aisle in a bridal gown. And your groom's face goes straight, oh shit mode.
Dude, I would fucking die. Like the other one, at least like... you're not the one being embarrassed. You're embarrassing him.
Yeah.
This, like, is straight up, like, oh, like, I would just crumble to the floor and die.
Okay. So, the groom was cheating, obviously. And, like, we've all seen it on TV or maybe even in real life. how like the cheater will tell the cheatee, if you will. I don't know what else to call them. You know, they'll be like, I'm not going through with the wedding. Like, I want to be with you instead. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to call it off. Going to call it off. Well, like, this side piece was not having it. So maybe, we don't know. This is pure speculation, but maybe he did break things off with her and she was just trying to, like, do as much damage as possible. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really know the full story and what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, she's upset about something.
Yes. Yes. And, like, to be a guest at this wedding.
Oh, my dream.
I mean,
I would die if I were the bride, but my dream to be the guest.
Yes, exactly. This is the wedding that I want to be at. So there's actually a video.
Oh,
of
no.
Going down, which actually was from like months ago, but it's just now kind of going viral.
What?
So that's why the story is popular now.
What did the bride do? Like, what did she do?
She was actually kind of calm, like in the video. She looked like she was like pretty calm, and like the groom was trying to like calm down the other lady who came in. And like she's screaming and pacing back and forth, and like it was crazy. Yeah, dude. Like, you wanted to be there for sure.
I have the biggest grin right now.
Like, me too. I can't stop. I know, my mouth like couldn't open any bigger because I'm just like, I want to be there. Front row.
Oh, that's just like everything, and it's awful. And I mean, that poor bride, like, I don't want to be there to like relish in her sorrow. I just
know
the absolute craziness drama of it. But like, oh, hopefully she just, you know, ended things with him.
Yeah, but also, like, maybe she could have known about him.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah. Maybe the world was, like, stalking him, too, you know, like, and
just. Yeah, so we don't have the full story. There's tons of speculation, as we love to do. But, I just love this.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, okay, go to every wedding. Every wedding you're invited to, you need to go to.
Oh, weddings are a blast. Yeah.
Something like this could happen. Okay. Just yeah. Keep that in the back of your mind.
Yep. Yep. I don't really want to be in any more weddings, but I love going to weddings as a guest.
Oh, God. Free dinner. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Come on.
Open bar. Okay. DJ.
Sounds like an amazing evening.
Love
it.
Yeah.
So those are my stories. I mean, take them or leave them, people. I don't know what to tell you.
Send us your headlines, people. Let us know what you're seeing. So I just have two stories this evening. They're actually both kind of involving the New England area where you live. The first one is about an 84-year-old man in Boston named Wilson Menashe. And the story is like really cute, but really gross.
Oh my God.
So
that's an interesting combination.
Yeah. So think of this cute old man, right? Wilson. He is known as the Octopus Whisperer. And octopuses, octopuses. Are gross.
Dude, we were like just talking to our kids about octopuses.
Ugh.
Because they were asking us so many questions about them.
Well, yeah. And then, so I have a lot of questions about them.
We couldn't answer a lot of the questions because we're like, I don't know. So we like Google octopuses and then learned like a bunch of stuff about them.
Okay, well, you guys need to take your kids to the New England Aquarium because that's where Wilson Menashe does his octopus whispering, basically.
Oh, that's Boston.
Yep, yep. So there's a big octopus there named Freya. She has 22... Sorry, oh my God.
Were you going to say she has 22 legs?
No, I was going to say 2240.
Oh my God. my God.
I apologize. She has like 2,240 suction cups. And she is 3 years old and she weighs between 35 and 40 pounds. And so this interview with Wilson had like, he has his arms in like her tank and she's like coming up and like wrapping her arms, her tentacles around him. And he's just like, she's trying to connect with me and trying to speak with me. He doesn't know what it is, but he says he's always had this like weird connection with octopus. Octopi.
Oh my God. That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. He spent 7,800 hours, which is about 4 years, volunteering full time with octopuses in the aquarium and the New England Aquarium. And yeah, he's like, doesn't know why they take to him, but he's done all this stuff to help them with like their mental, what do you call it? Like stimulation, because octopuses are really smart. So he's made like these boxes that are puzzles and have latches that they can like open up and figure out how to like get in and out of.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So he makes like these toys for them and then he rubs their backs and he wrestles with their arms.
God.
And it's totally cute until you remember that it's an octopus that he's touching. And
you remember what an octopus looks like in your mind and you want to die.
Yeah.
You're so creepy. And like, oh, you want to know why my daughter was asking about octopuses? Because she was thinking of like perseverating over Ursula.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, from
The
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
She's like so freaked out by Ursula.
Oh, she like will like my not favorite watch villain.
I know. I love her too. I love like all the villains.
I know.
And apparently, you know, not all 4 year old girls do.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, and octopuses are scary. I'm still scared by them. So, you know, not all of us are like Wilson. But yeah, this guy, he's just like this dedicated volunteer. He's known as the Octopus Whisperer. There's these two big octopus at the aquarium he works at that he mainly works with. And he just says that like being there has been a lifesaver for him. It gave him something to do, gave him different interests, and it showed him that the world is a wonderful place to be. And he's 84 years old and he's still doing it. I think it just shows like you're never too old to like do something, like do whatever you want to do. Like if there's something you always wanted to do or like learn or a passion you want to pursue, like you're never too old to do that.
Yes. Oh my God. Preach.
So yeah, if you're in the Boston area, go visit the octopuses at the New England Aquarium. They have been hanging out with Wilson. So
cute. Yeah. I've been there before, but I don't remember specifically seeing any octopuses or anything.
Oh, octopuses are so gross. Oh.
They have all the cute penguins there that like there was one right when you open the door, like the first thing you see, there's this penguin on the rock just like with one flipper up so it looks like greeting you.
Like,
his flipper's just like broken or something. So it's just like stays
up. Like you stay there. You stand there.
Yeah. They're so cute. I love penguins so much. How can you not?
They
you have no
are.
Anywho.
Okay, let's see. So my next story is sports, and it also takes place it doesn't take place in New England, but it involves New England. The New England Patriots, is.
What? Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. So we all know the Patriots are going to Super Bowl by now.
They are? What? Spoiler alert.
That's old news at this point. Yeah. And like, I mean, what, don't they go every year? So I don't know if it is news anymore.
Not that shocking. Everybody's done.
Yeah, so this story actually is about a fourth grader who won his school science fair. And how did he do that? He did it by proving that Tom Brady is a cheater. And I know that we have a lot of Patriots fans that listen. So people, don't come after me. I'm just reporting the news.
Don't at me. Don't yeah. at me.
Don't at me, Liz M. Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, Shannon. She's a big fan. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah. Anyways, I'm just reporting, you know, the news, and I just thought it was clever. So it's something we already know the NFL has ruled on anyways. So this 10-year-old Kentucky boy who just wait for it. His name is Ace Davis. Which I don't know if that's like awesome or terrifying.
Yeah. It's like, do I hate this 10-year-old child?
Or love it.
Or do I love him?
Yeah. Ace Davis.
Well, I mean, Ace Ventura is my favorite movie of all time.
I know. And this kid seems pretty clever. So okay, I'm leaning on the love. So he goes to Mill Creek Elementary School in Lexington. And
what up?
Yep. Ever all the Mill Creek kids listening? Don't listen.
Oh my God, I think I just see my a little.
We were telling you people, kids know how to find stuff online. They can find podcasts, okay?
Kids know how to party.
That's why our episodes are marked explicit. Okay.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Go to
bed. Okay. So he won his school science fair by answering the question whether or not Tom Brady is a cheater. And what he did, he and his family, and I like this because like the whole family was involved. So
that's so cute.
Yeah. Like they all don't like Tom Brady. You know, it's a family thing. So they made science fun and interesting for their son. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They made science like fun for their son, you know. And what they did was they inflated footballs at various levels, and they measured the pressure per square inch and found that when they threw them, they had greater accuracy at lower measures. So that's what, you know, the NFL eventually did find that, you know, some of the footballs had been underinflated, deflated, Deflategate. And so, you know, he was just kind of proving that in real life. And he's actually now moving on to, like, the district level of science fairs.
Yeah. You know that, like, if there's one judge on that panel who hates Tom Brady, they're going to be like, this kid's the winner.
Yeah.
This kid is the clear winner.
Totally. And, like, this kid, so his dad took a picture and, like, put it on Facebook. And it's, like, kind of gone viral. And they're, like, totally owning, you know, being Tom Brady haters. But, like, I just love that, like, you know, like, I'm not into science and math and stuff like that. And if I had, like, a family that would make it, you know, cool and exciting and like, put it into, like, an interest of mine.
Relatable.
You know, relatable and, like, had time to do that, then, like, that's so great, you know? And you know what? Yeah. Like, I'm probably going to go for the Patriots on next week anyway. So no hate to the Patriots. But
I don't even know who they're playing. They're playing.
No idea. The Rams. Yeah. I had to think about that for way too long as our sports reporter, but
you're supposed to know that.
I know.
Come on. Who's performing? Maroon 5 still?
Yeah, and Travis Scott. And it's rumored that Travis Scott might propose to Kylie.
I will. Okay, now I can't miss it.
I know.
Now I can't. Like, not even going to watch, so but now I have to.
We need to be on that. So watch our, you guys, watch our social media feeds on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll let you know if Travis Scott proposes to Kylie.
Oh, my God. I just had, like, a miniature, like, hot flash or something. Because I need a hot rag on my forehead laying in my bed. I'm still reporting from my bed.
Are you? People. That's so awesome. I should have done that this week.
My new place. This is my new place. I'll post a pic.
You need the bed tent. We need to get a bed tent. We need a custom EBH bed tent.
My little pony. My little pony bed tent.
My God. That's what I'm going to get you for your Christmas present.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we will be watching Tom Brady and the Patriots next week. I think it's next week when the Super Bowl is. And then, you know, I'm sure we'll report back on that and any shenanigans that happened there. So, yeah, you know, Ace Davis, smarty pants, good for you. Good luck at the district science fair.
Dude, you're going to win.
Dude.
You're going to win.
Is it time for BuzzFeed? I feel like this episode just flown by.
I know. How long has it been? 20 minutes? I love it. We're just like flying through this.
Yeah.
People, send us your headlines.
I know. Sometimes it's a slow week, people.
ACS headlines that I've never even heard of.
I know. And like, I'm really busy. I just don't have time. So help me out. Help me do my job, please. Please.
Yes, you're super busy. You're like extra, extra busy right now. So.
Yeah, extra busy for like the next couple weeks. So I'm just pushing through it. But yeah, so help me out. Send me your headlines.
Yes, you're all good. Okay, so the BuzzFeed quiz is, we know which Oscar-nominated actor is your soulmate.
That's right.
Colors you choose. So basically they just asked you, like, there's four different colors and you just chose whichever color you liked the best.
And the Oscar nominations just came out, like a week ago. So this is like in the news right now. I like always try to go see all the nominated movies, but I'm behind already. So we'll see about that.
I'm so behind. Jesus. I just watched a movie from 1947 the other day.
Yes.
That's how behind I am. I'm literally starting from the beginning.
Oh my God. She's starting from the first movie.
Seriously. That's how behind I am.
She said she had the talkies, though.
Talkies. Oh my God.
I can just see, like, you have like a projector and are like hand cranking it. Because that's like the only thing that like that movie can be played on.
I have a Nickelodeon.
Yes! You guys rented a Nickelodeon for the night.
I'm like, no, kids, not that Nickelodeon.
Kids don't even know what that Nickelodeon is, I feel like, these days.
No, they don't. I don't think my kids have ever watched Nickelodeon.
No.
We don't have cable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so who did you get? We digress.
Okay. Whew. Yeah.
Or should we say it at the same time? I feel like we got the same one, maybe.
You think so?
I don't know.
Did you have to Google who this person was?
I know who this person was, but I don't know much about him. I only know...
Okay, so let's say on the count of three.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three. Mahershala Ali. Yes.
Mahershala Ali. Yeah, I don't know how to say his name, so I'm glad that we had to say it together because that helped.
Yeah. I think it's Mahershala Ali.
Yeah. But I only knew him from, I knew he's in Moonlight, I'm sorry, from last year and was like the main actor in that. And then he's in Green Book this year, but like that's all I know about him.
I watched him in True Detective.
Oh, we don't have our HBO password anymore.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the same guy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's good.
Oh, yeah.
Handsome.
Yeah.
I like his, blue little patterned jacket that he's wearing in this photograph.
I mean, he's like the next big thing. I feel like he's in all these, like, you know, back-to-back Oscar nominations, and then in True Detective doing TV now, so like he's like the one to watch, which like that's exciting to be that person.
I feel like he'll be like in a lot of upcoming like really good dramas.
But I guess Green Book is like a comedy, so I haven't seen it, but I know that's nominated and he's in that, so kind of interested to see, because like I saw Moonlight and that's like definitely a drama, very sad, you know, but so yeah, I guess he can do both, so yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, let's see. I think we should like end, since this was like a quick episode. Okay, I want to know, what are you watching like on Netflix right now?
Well, this is going to sound weird, but like I'm watching Twin Peaks, the original Twin Peaks, and it's like from the 80s, you know. I mean, people who like true crime like love this show, and so I've always like wondered what all the hype is about. And it's just right. like, I don't know if like the show is so old or what, but it just seems like it's so overacted to me that like, I'm like, am I watching a fake show? And I know that makes no sense at all, but it's been kind of blowing my mind, but also sucking me in. I mean, like, I kind of think it's not the greatest, but then I can't turn away either. So I'm going to stick with it now. But yeah. I wanted to see what the hype was about. So it's just, and it's David Lynch, which is like, if anyone's seen Mulholland Drive, which is like weird and scary and freaky, like, and arty, and like, it's kind of like that, but like Northern Exposure / David Lynch version. Like, I don't know.
Excellent explanation.
What are you watching?
Yeah. My husband and I have started watching like classics.
Yeah.
So we realized like we haven't seen like a lot of the classics. Mm-hmm. So we were watching one of the Indiana Jones movies, which like I'm sure my husband has seen a bunch of times, but I was like, I actually like watched it and I was like, this is so amazing. Like we need to watch more older movies. And then we watched a movie from the 40s, 1940s. That is
on your Nickelodeon, on her Nickelodeon that she rented.
Yes, it's a black and white Orson Welles movie called The Stranger. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. We both were like pretty into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen like, that, but I feel the same way. Like I haven't seen a lot of like super classic, especially not black and white. Like I've seen Citizen Kane, but that's it.
Yeah. And we're watching that next because that's also Orson Welles.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I've seen, what is the one with Charlie Chaplin, City Lights? That one is cute.
Oh,
but that's
yeah.
like even way more back, like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, I was telling Kate, like growing up every Friday for like a good amount of time, like my family would like get an old movie and we would eat pizza. And so I feel like I saw like a good amount of them, but like not that old.
That's such a cute idea. I like wanted to steal that.
Like old movie night. Yeah.
Yeah. Steal it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, have you finished You, right?
No. Cause like my husband's out of town and we're watching it together. So I can't watch it without him.
You and Nikki. I almost spoiled the ending to Nikki. Sorry. I'm just listening. I'm like, oh yeah. When this happened, she's like, no. Finish. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that's one we haven't finished. But I think we both just finished. You and I both really binged through the assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh my God.
I would recommend that to anyone who likes those American crime story series. It was awesome. And it's finally on Netflix, right?
Yes. And that the Ted Bundy tapes just came out.
Yeah. I watched like the first couple of those. Like I just had them on in the background while I was working and like, that's like, whatever. It's like, we all know, like everybody knows it's just the same story that you already know. So I don't know. It's cool. Whatever.
Right. That's why I like, there's a lot of headlines right now. Like, okay. Like true crime. Like we're at peak true crime. Like it's done.
Like there's some stories like I'll hear over and over again, you know, because they're just good stories. But
right.
And then it's like, okay, yeah, this guy is just like disgusting. And are we almost doing more of a disservice, like by making these things that like, you know, glorify and examine him too?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know if I'm going to watch it yet or not.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to finish it. I mean, and then that Zac Efron, Ted Bundy movie is coming out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read the article, but I just saw a quick headline before we started recording about how it is causing some like uproar because it's kind of got like some witty romantic comedy-esque parts to it. And like, yeah.
But I love Zac Efron.
Oh
so
God.
Much.
Well, yeah, me too.
Oh, he's like the hunkiest hunk.
No, I know. Oh, I know. And that's why like, oh, and like when you look at real Ted Bundy, everyone's like, oh, he's so handsome. He's not Zac Efron handsome. He's not at all handsome.
I feel like the same thing was happening to the guy who plays Joe in You, because people were like, oh, you can kidnap and torture me
right
any day, you know, and he's like, no, that's not like.
Yeah, I saw he was like tweeting like someone, he's like, because he's a murderer, you know, like reminding them that like, yeah, he, Joe is a murderer on the show, so it's not cool.
Oh, God. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, I don't know. Are you guys, like, what do you think? Will you be watching stuff like that? Do you think it just glorifies, like, the crimes and, like, is more of a disservice? Or are you fascinated? Like, sometimes I just love knowing, like, the science and how they caught someone right. and, like, the forensics behind it. Like, that's what's fascinating. I think, like, the crime itself is obviously awful and horrible.
Right.
So, yeah, let us know. Will you be, like, jumping on the Ted Bundy bandwagon? I feel like this year it's, like, Ted Bundy. Like, a couple years ago it was O.J. Simpson, you know.
Yeah, it's also going to be more and more Charles Manson, I think,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino movie is coming out that takes place during the, like, Helter Skelter murders. And yep.
Oy, so
a lot of crime stuff this year.
Yep. Oh, this was a blast.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, folks, you know, bringing you your news. So send us your stories, tweet us, like us, spread the word, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It all totally helps us. Go on patreon.com/eveningboozehour to leave a donation for as little as $1 a month. And you can come on and do a story with us, have a drink with us, or you can buy some merch on Threadless. And don't forget, you can also still get your studio headphones 15% off. studio.com using our promo code booze, booze 15.
Yeah,
I do that right.
Yeah. That sounded right.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, bye.